You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and John O'Connell on the latest edition, and we're looking ahead to Wednesday's racing and a whole host of racing to look forward to on Wednesday as well. Not just the three national hunt meetings through the afternoon, we've got three all-weather meetings through the course of the evening, so it's going to be a busy day on Racing Radio. Make sure you join Sam Norris in the presenter's chair for all of the action. Mr. O'Connell, how the devil are you?
Not bad at all, Alex, not bad. You say good day's racing tomorrow. Big fields at Chepstow, a rare national hunt course that's got the rain. And not bad little meetings elsewhere as well. Hexham have got a 4 miler on the card, which has filled up pretty well. And we're going to be looking at Kempton tomorrow night, where they've got a listed race amongst some other valuable races there.
Yeah, two races at Kempton to come on this podcast, but we're going to start by discussing the big race coming up on Saturday. That is, of course, the Betfair Chase at Haydock, and what a renewal it looks as well. Now, obviously, we don't know the declarations yet, but we know what could be turning up, and if 80% of them do, it's going to be a thriller.
Yeah, and the market looks a bit different than it did just before last weekend, with the confirmation that, although there's a little bit of rain around, it's hardly going to be the soft ground or heavy ground last year that Bristol Dumay revelled in. And that's with each passing run that began to look more and more a one-off run.
Yeah, Mike might see even money favourite. Native River 5-2, 11-2 for Bristol Dumay, Thistlecrack is 8, 10-1 Clander's Oboe, Shattered Love is 12, 16s for Politolog, Outlander is 33s, as is Don Polly for the Betfair Chase. Unlikely that they'll all line up, but we're hoping that particularly those big four, I suppose, at the head of affairs do.
Yeah, Thistlecrack would be nice to see him come back after a couple of lacklustre runs last season compared to where he obviously was 2 years ago. But it's the 1-2 from the Gold Cup that most people will be talking about. Mike Bite and Native River. And I think this is Mike Bite's chance for revenge. I think he'll be a lot straighter first run. He was straight enough first run last season at Sandown. But I think they'll have in the back of their minds the £1 million bonus. There's the next leg after the King George Boxing Day, which he won last year. Then obviously the Gold Cup. So it's doable for the horse. And Native River will definitely put it up for him. But I think the track at Haydock will suit Mike Bite better of the pair.
Yeah, it's interesting though to see Native River at 5-2 and comfortably second best in the betting.
Yeah, I think the market is a lot more accurate now than it was pre-weekend regarding Bristol Dumay in particular. But Mike Bite, I know some people probably think it's short enough now, but I think it's probably just a two-horse race. Yeah, I could see people why they could fancy Native River against it, but I think Mike Bite, closer to good ground, I think this is his chance to turn it round and set him up possibly for the big treble and a huge bonus.
And if Bristol Dumay is going to beat Mike Bite and Native River, it would be at Haydock, it would be in November.
Yeah, it would also be in about Somme-like conditions, and he's not going to get it. And the run last season, basically, he just kept going when others could hardly put one foot in front of the other, and the rest was clambering over the final couple of fences. He's not going to have his conditions this weekend, and I struggle to fancy him even making a three, probably.
Okay. Mike Bite, then, hard to get away from for John in the Betfair Chase. That's coming up on Saturday. Make sure you rejoin us on William Hill Racing Radio for the action. But as I mentioned, we're going to focus on two contests at Kempton coming up on Wednesday evening. And we start with a listed contest, John.
Yeah, good quality race, 6.40, deserving of the £45,000 prize money they've put up for it. Flaming Spear, usually to be found in those good class 20-plus runner fields on the turf. And he's well-drawn and stalled too. He's got a bit of form on the all-weather as well going back in time. I remember he was really impressive at Newcastle a couple of years ago in a handicap then. He's going to need a really strong pace, and he may not get that here. Straight right is in good form, and I think he'd be fine going back up to a mile. Impressive at Chelmsford in the conditions race there last month. But the one I'm fancying here, Alex's Victory Bond from William Haggis' yard. A bit disappointed when last seen at Ascot in May in a listed race then behind Century Dream. But the fact he's been off since then, that was 6 months ago, there may well have been a problem on that occasion. Mm. There would have been plenty of decent races for this horse in the summer, I think, if he was sound enough to go. So I'm thinking there was something amiss that day, and that's been off why he's been off the course since. He's fine on the all-weather, 5 runs on the all-weather, 3 wins, 2 seconds, including listed race at Lingfield back in March. The mile trip is ideal for him. He's mile and a quarter horse as well, but a mile is no problem at all for the horse. And he's got form as well coming back from a break, so I think there's plenty to like about Victory Bond. There's a few in the race who are, if not making up the numbers, there were the likes of Patty and Peak Princess are probably thinking, or Summer Icon as well, probably hoping to nick a bit of black type for their collections. But I think that Victory Bond is an obvious contender in this race, and I think he'll get back on the winning trail.
And of course, at this time of year, you get some horses that are campaigned specifically with the all-weather season in mind, and you get some that are just here at the tail end of the flat season because they're still in good nick.
Yeah, he comes in nice and fresh. He's had a nice long break, so there's a good quality programme during the winter for horses like this, both here at Kempton and at Lingfield as well. So if he's ready to go, I think he could still have a fruitful winter ahead of him, and this is his big chance to get the ball rolling.
Okay, that is in the 6:40 listed contest at Kempton, and we're going to discuss the 7:10 as well. Stayers in action for this one, John.
Yeah, quality race, 0-105 race, £25,000 race. The horse we're looking at is Alfredo. Now, it's a totally different sort of contest as the one he won last night at Kempton. But Connections must have been happy with the way he went last night, but they're quick to run him under a penalty today, or tomorrow rather, at here again at Kempton. He's 5 from 5 on the all-weather, rattled for 4-timer a couple of years ago. He was off the track there for the best part of 2 years, ran 2 good races back, then ran badly at Newmarket 3 weeks ago, but whatever ailed him on that occasion, he put that to right last night, absolutely hacked up. This is a totally different contest, class-wise. But we just know he's a different horse completely on the all-weather. And Nicola Curry up, replacing Oisin Murphy in this race. Oisin Murphy has already booked to ride Lord George in the race. I think Alfredo, now he's back on the artificial surface, he's a horse worth following. And it's going to be harder for him than last night.
Yeah.
There's going to be no 7-length victory over Potter's Lady Jane as we saw 24 hours ago. But I still fancy him to beat with the top ones in the handicap, the likes of Higher Power and Lord George, both from the same James Fanshawe yard. Just got a little bit to prove at the moment. Alkmaar, Charlie Appleby, probably the main danger. But I'm happy that Alfredo can make it 2 wins in 48 hours and 6 from 6 on the all-weather.
Let's hope Alfredo does run as well, because there is a chance that they could pull it out. But like you said, the horse is clearly in good nick, and he'll be well in as well.
Yeah, he's got the £6 penalty from last night, but the handicap will put up a couple of pounds more than that. So it's a different type of contest, but I'm happy enough to go with him. And I think he's got Alkmaar to beat. Another horse in the race, Dark Side of Tarnside, was well beaten that race last night, so he may not get all the 8 runners. May not be a full each-way field in the race, but hopefully they will, and Alfredo can see off his rivals.
Lovely stuff, John. Enjoy the action at Kempton on Wednesday evening, and enjoy the big racing on Saturday as well.
Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.